Welcome to The Advertising Show, America's only radio program focusing on advertising, media, marketing, product development, branding, new media, sales and customer relations. Stay with us for entertaining marketing discussion and our special guest interview. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe.
Hey, thanks for switching on The Advertising Show. It's being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com. Advertising Show is a copyrighted Big Radio Midgets production. Today for you, we have an encore show, and this is a great show. Hotel experiences, what have they been for you? Good or bad? Well, there's a hotel called the Ritz-Carlton, and it's mostly good, mostly all the time good. Dr. Joseph Michelli is our guest today, and he explains some of the legendary customer service secrets of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. Very interesting and worthwhile.
Make your advertising dollars work smarter. You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe.
These are the three largest selling soft drinks. Now, let's have a look and see what makes them so popular. As you can see, this one is a cola.
Welcome back to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe, as promised. Very special guest out of Colorado Springs, Dr. Joseph Michelli. He's author of The New Gold Standard. It's a brand new book. It's called Five Leadership Principles for Creating a Legendary Customer Experience, courtesy of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company. A lot of good stuff in that book. Joseph, it is a pleasure to have you here. Welcome to The Advertising Show.
It's great to be with you guys.
Yeah, Joseph, a lot of great companies out there beyond the Ritz-Carlton Company. I'm curious, why did you choose the Ritz-Carlton Company?
Because all the good ones have already been written about except the Ritz-Carlton. Now, you know, in fact, the Ritz-Carlton's an amazing story, and somehow they snuck through 125 years of not having anybody write about them. And frankly, a lot of people had approached them, and because of the success of the Starbucks experience and the way I treated that company, they were kind enough to give me at least a foothold in the door, and I got through that little hole, and we've been able to write about them, and I'm very excited about the book.
Yeah, you spend a little time in the beginning of the book with some background on Cesar Ritz, the founder of the Ritz-Carlton, and share some of that with our listeners, if you would.
This guy, you know, was an obsessive guy. He started off doing kind of a bellboy type activity in a hotel and built himself up to become a hotelier and built a couple of great hotels in Paris and in London, and his obsessiveness and commitment to service excellence has really been a landmark for this hotel and, I think, for the hotel industry. He really set a standard.
And that Ritz-Carlton Paris is still standing. Is that correct, the original?
It is, yeah, absolutely. His original property is still standing and a premier property to visit.
You know, we talk a lot about brand promise, the brand strategy and so forth, and core brand experience. You describe a bit of the difference between an advertising brand promise as well as a brand experience. Delineate that for us, would you, Joseph?
Yeah, just the bottom line. The brand promise is what you can pay people to believe you have. The brand experience is what people really get to experience when they come in the door and they see whether or not that promise is delivered upon. The Ritz-Carlton, the brand promise ultimately is you're going to have a memorable stay. And the way that brand promise gets translated to the employees, the internal message is that you're going to create the home of a loving parent. Mm-hmm. You're going to do what a loving parent would do on behalf of the guest in this hotel. And the delivery of that experience is left to the individual who walks in and determines whether or not their needs have not only been met, but have been anticipated like a parent would.
You know, I've spent some time, I know Ray has as well, in a Ritz-Carlton, and there's some interesting insights that you share in the book about how they're able to execute this throughout their staff, and we're going to talk a little bit about that later in the interview. But for now, you're quoted, Joseph, as saying, many of your leadership principles may be easy to understand, but far more difficult to master. What do you think marketing principles are a challenge for most companies to execute?
Well, I think one of the first things is the support of the marketing message as the integral message of the business. I think sometimes marketing is used for spin and to create some kind of a desired outcome on behalf of leadership. But in truth, it should be the DNA of the business. Whatever that marketing message is, it should very much be what every single employee is trying to create on the inside so that it can live on the outside.
Yeah, and I guess as you describe in the book, defining your your principles, yet executing is a whole nother challenge. Your book is based on five principles you discovered about the Ritz-Carlton and the so-called new gold standard for outstanding customer service. We're going to talk about each one of these principles, and we'll have a few minutes here to touch on it this segment in greater detail. But let's start with define and refine one of your high level of each.
Well, first off, define is to say, who are you? What do? We create this experience of a loving parent for every guest. Every employee should know that. We should communicate that message from the beginning. This is a service professional organization. Everyone we hire should be selected on the basis of that. Daily conversations about the core values and strategy. There is no company I've ever run into that defines and continually communicates their message. As far as refining, this is a company that was founded for the country club set. All of their hotels looked exactly the same, just like country clubs did. Now, the Nouveau Rich is not from the country club generation, and they want properties that are relevant to the environment. And this company has done a great job of refining their product offerings to meet the evolving customer base.
Yeah, and I think that's a key point on the refinement. I think a lot of companies, and you tell me, Joseph, that a lot of companies are very quick to define, but they forget about refining and staying up and I guess, defining themselves in a current way as opposed to how they were founded maybe 50 years ago.
Yeah, I've been working on an article for Harvard Business Review called The Risk of Excellence. And I think truly to be excellent in your business, you have to take some risks to go beyond your core offerings and explore relevant modifications of those core offerings, or else you're dead before you know it.
Yeah, and one of your other principles of your five there is an empowerment through trust. Is that entrusting your staff? Is that what exactly do you mean by that?
Absolutely. If you select well, if you really do the painful process of helping defining who you want in your workforce, communicating to them what you expect, then you have to get hands off. You can't manage people. You have to lead them. You have to inspire them to do something bigger than themselves through your workplace. And I think the Ritz-Carlton has done a very good job of giving that empowerment. You know, it comes as practically as a $2,000 per day per guest authority that every employee has. So I could spend $2,000 on you today if I were the assistant busboy. Now, if I did that regularly, I'd have some serious coaching and probably be unemployed.
Yeah.
But the reality is I don't have to ask anybody to do what it takes to enhance your experience or to do service recovery. I don't have to go to a boss unless the cost is over $2,000.
On the Advertising Show, Ray Schillen's Brad Forsyth. Our special guest is author of a book called The New Gold Standard, Five Leadership Principles for Creating a Legendary Customer Experience, courtesy of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. Dr. Joseph Michelli out of Colorado Springs with Ray Schillen and Brad Forsyth. Being powered by Shipple.com, it's the Advertising Show, and it's a program called Tendency that really kicks our website into high gear. Check it out at schipul.com with Ray Schillen, Brad Forsyth. More with Dr. Joseph here in just a minute.
Make informed decisions about your company's advertising strategy. This is The Advertising Show.
Stronger than dirt. Back with you on The Advertising Show with Ray Schillen and Brad Forsyth, and a special guest this weekend out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, an incredibly gorgeous city. The New Gold Standard is the book, and Dr. Joseph Michelli is our special guest. Five Leadership Principles for Creating a Legendary Customer Experience. And Joseph, do we have a website on this too? I don't have one handy.
Yeah, it's called yournewgoldstandard.com.
Good.
Yournewgoldstandard.com.
We'll remind folks about that as well.
Yeah, Joseph, welcome back to the show. Third principle you mentioned is entitled, It's Not About You. Pretty much nails it by way of description. I'm curious, why should building a business on customer service and outstanding customer experience require an understanding among its staff that it's not about you, but it's all about the customer? Shouldn't this be obvious?
Oh, it should be, but it's not. You know, you ever get in those fights with your spouse and you're just back and forth and all of a sudden somebody calls and you're so pleasant. Hello. You know, you can shift gears from your lower self to your higher self in a moment. But I see so many people in the service world who literally are all about them. I was trying to be served by somebody who had their iPod in the other day. I mean, how much worse can it get than having earplugs in while you're trying to serve somebody?
Mm-hmm.
And so I really think it is a reminder that for leaders, too, it's not what the leader wants. It's not what the leader wants to create in a business. It's what people need. You never make money unless you serve somebody else's need. And so as far as I'm concerned, keep reminding leadership They don't have to have all the vision and direct the company in a particular way. They have to listen. I think that Paul Tillich, the philosopher, said the first act of love is to listen, and I think the first act of leadership is to listen.
You know, you mentioned, too, I want to ask about the you mentioned before about Motel 6. Well, I did it about the Ritz-Carlton because, you know, Motel 6 was taken. The same type of experience that you get at a Motel 6 should be, or could be possibly, similar to in many kind of different ways as you would at the Ritz-Carlton, right?
It doesn't matter what your product. Value is what is perceived by the end user. So whether you're in a luxury space or if you're in a discount space, the way you create value added is by serving people well. And I think, if you want to compete against the Walmarts of the world, you're going to have to compete on price. But I think a lot of people are willing to spend a little bit more, not much more in these economic times, if they have better service. And if you are price even with Walmart and you have better service, you're going to beat Walmart. That's the way it works.
Yeah, and I think, we're talking about the Ritz-Carlton here, but when you talk about your fourth of the five principles being deliver wow, I think that's all relative to customer perception and expectation, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not deliver fulfillment, right? It's not to fulfill the need of the customer. It is to make an emotional connection with the customer that treats them as something more than a wallet with legs. You know, that really accepts their humanity and makes a connection with them. And it's difficult because there's so many people trying to connect with folks. But the advertising space can get really cluttered. And, you know, I'll reckon back to my book on Starbucks. One of my favorite ad strategies is when they put magnetic cups on the top of cabs so that when people would see them and they'd run up to the cab driver and knock on the window and tell them that their fare had left their cup on top, the cab driver would give them a $25 gift card. To what? Starbucks. It's really one of those points where you get rewarded for being a good Samaritan. It magnetically draws your good Samaritanship out of you. You feel proud of yourself, and you get rewarded with the product itself. That's dynamic, connected advertising. And I think that's really what I'm talking about in delivering wow.
Yeah, and you also mentioned wowing with a broad stroke. But just to follow up on what you were just speaking about, I would think that, you know, obviously any company out there can strive to deliver the wow factor. But when you're talking about a company like the Ritz-Carlton, where the expectation is set at a high level to begin with, delivering the wow, I think, would be, you know, quite a difficult achievement on behalf of all staff members. So it takes more from management to make sure that all staff are prepared to deliver on that.
You mean like, what have you done for me lately?
Amen. Right. Amen. And I think one of the great things is management has to then tell wow stories. They have to tell stories to their staff of when staff have done it, because that's the best way for them to emulate that type of behavior. Mm-hmm. You say, look at this. And it can be little stuff. Most of the time it is. One of my favorite examples of a wow is when you drive your car up to a Ritz-Carlton, the valet sees that you have a Gatorade of a certain flavor in your car. They have the authority on the $2,000 per day per diem to buy a $4 Gatorade. And so as you're leaving a Ritz-Carlton, you just so happen to notice in your cup holder a cold Gatorade of your flavor. Hmm. That may be 3 miles away. You're having a wow moment with a brand that you've already left.
In Brad's car, that would have been a can of Bud Light in a paper. I'm joking.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. It might be a bottle of beer, but it wouldn't be a Bud Light.
Yeah, right.
And by the way, you've raised that $2,000 per diem. How often does a staff member actually access that?
Never have they spent $2,000.
But
never.
I mean, regularly do they access a portion of that?
They use the money, yeah, regularly, very regularly. Huh. And the fact of the matter is they should, because they're looking for opportunities. Now, the less money they spend, the better. And in truth, most of the people at the Ritz-Carlton could buy anything they want as a guest. So it's not a matter of wowing them with just giving them opulence. It's a matter of doing the little things. It's a matter of when somebody asks for grape jelly and you don't have grape jelly in your kitchen, you as a waitress get somebody to cover you and you go to the store right next door and buy the grape jelly. That's what it is.
In this world of total ridiculous customer service, nice to hear the Ritz-Carlton exist, and a great book too as well, The New Gold Standard, with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth on The Advertising Show. Dr. Joseph Michelli is our special guest. Got another segment with him in just a minute.
Simplifying the complex world of advertising. To reach Ray and Brad with your questions, log on to theadvertisingshow.com. This is The Advertising Show.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy.
The Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. Glad you're here this weekend. Tell a friend. The New Gold Standard is the book. Its author is Dr. Joseph Michelli out of Colorado Springs. 5 Leadership Principles for Creating a Legendary Customer Experience. Brad, you know who would love this book is our friend Howard Partridge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's all about that as well.
Right.
Joseph, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be with you guys.
Yeah, real curious. At one time, Joseph, getting superior customer service was enough to stand out for most companies, but you say it takes much more today. Why is that?
Yeah, service is not enough. I mean, service is getting it right and delivering it the way the customer wants. That's service. Now, an experience says, let's design a particular emotion that we want to drive in the customer. Let's look at all touch points in our relationship between the customer and our brand, and let's make sure that we not only fulfill the customer's need, but we drive an emotional truth for them. And at Starbucks, that was kind of the hearth experience, kind of that welcoming, warm neighborhood thing. At the Ritz-Carlton, it's that home of a loving parent emotion of somebody nurturing you. At the Pike Place Fish Market, which I've written about, it was about creating a wacky, zany throwing of fish, superimposing life on a dead product of dead, slimy, cold fish. It doesn't matter what the product is. It matters what experience you want to create, and then are you aesthetically hitting all those touch points to integrate to make that experience come alive.
Well, let's imagine someone listening today has a company, they're doing great on service, but they want to elevate their service to an experience. Is there a way they can go about this?
Yeah, there are a lot of people like myself who go around the country trying to help people figure out what it is that they really want to drive. At the Johnny's Fish Market, a little tiny fish stand, he was number 4 out of 4 fish stands in the area. He wanted to drive an experience that differentiated his product from the rest. And if you go down to Pike Place Fish in Seattle, Washington, you see him throwing fish. None of the other 3 fish stands at all have any humor, play, livelihood to them. And he decided he was going to create a lively experience over a dead product. And he superimposed that, and the way the guys react to the customer, people come there as a magnet. It is a magnet in Seattle. It's a tourist attraction.
So you just look for something that will differentiate you from your competitors, something a little zany, a little offbeat?
Something that's authentic to who you are and what you want to deliver.
Yeah.
And what your product needs you to deliver.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think today, you tell me, Joseph, but I think today a lot of us are willing to settle for less than average customer service. And at one time...
Not me.
Well, I mean, whether you settle for it or not, it's pretty much status quo, I think. Average customer service or poor customer service is something that a lot of consumers and anyone out there that's run into a retail environment or whatever, you tend to go along with what used to be a level of service that you wouldn't put up with. Are standards today less than what they were, say, 20 years ago?
I think they are, but I think for people who hold high standards, they really differentiate in a different space. They play in a different space. They really do get loyal customers. They get, you know, 18 repeat visits a month at a Starbucks, despite all the other economic challenges. A loyal customer at Starbucks is keeping that place going. And the Ritz-Carlton customer loyalty and engagement is incredibly high. People just look for them in the cities that they go. So, yeah, I think if you can do it, you get customer evangelists who become part of your sales team and add to your marketing and advertising strategy.
That's a great phrase, customer evangelist. Great idea. Go ahead.
One final question, Joseph. We've mentioned the Starbucks experience, a great book that you wrote and was out back in 06. I'm curious, Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks, what do you think went wrong? He's hit on a few bumpy roads here lately.
He has, you know, and AdAge, who I know is a sponsor of your show, they've contacted me many times talking about the varying strategies, including actually taking out advertisement as opposed to their word-of-mouth strategy. I think what went wrong is they compromised the experience and they focused on ROI, and they put up cookie-cutter stores that marginalized the customer experience with no smell of coffee in coffee houses. They made plenty of mistakes, and I think they're trying to get it back, and hopefully they can make the turn in this economy.
Yeah, given a run by McDonald's as well. You know, the coffee's not too bad there, although you can taste an awful lot of salt.
Dunkin' Donuts, yeah. The number one coffee provider in the United States, Dunkin' Donuts.
The best part about Starbucks is the experience, going in there, smelling, enjoying like the fireplace type stuff. That's
and
really
the
cool.
Best part about Dunkin' Donuts are seeing all those cracks of those men sitting on those stools.
Yeah, that's not exactly a destination.
And the cracks of the stools.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The cracks of the stools. That's even going lower. Hey, Joseph, best of luck with your book and continued success as well. Let's give that website one more time, please.
Sure, it's called yournewgoldstandard.com.
Okay, so if you happen to find yourself at one of those other hotels, you'll wish you were at the Ritz-Carlton, right? Thanks again to Dr. Joseph Michelli on today's show. And it's Ray Shillings and Brad Forsythe. The Advertising Show is being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com. The Advertising Show is a copyrighted Big Radio Midgets production. Tell your friends, and we'll talk to you soon.
Why do more media professionals read iwantmedia.com? iwantmedia.com features reports from industry leaders and media personalities. iwantmedia.com gives you quick access to news, stats, trade orgs, and industry publications, and it's updated daily. Forbes says iwantmedia.com contains everything media professionals need to stay ahead of the game. The Washington Post calls it the source for the serious media geek. Do you get it? If you don't, you should. To sign up for free daily email alerts, visit iwantmedia.com.